Hello.
Hi, Sean. Okay, I'm line now is the county. They got we were able to get through to them.
Okay.
What's the social security for you?
204-581091.
Okay. Thank you. One moment while I look up the information.
Okay.
Could I get your name and date of birth?
My name is Sean Marie, October 24th, 1970.
All right. And could you confirm your current address and phone number?
2647 North 28th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19132. My phone number is 215-834-7798.
Okay, thanks. And the other person on the phone, could I just get your name for the call notes?
Sure. It's Shira, S-H-I-R-A. Last name initial is W.
Okay. And are you from an agency? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Marie, it's okay with you if Shira's on the phone with us?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, it is.
For the call? Okay. All right. Wonderful. And how can I help you today?
Mr. Sean has enrolled in the waiver program. He's been waiting for kind of an update from the county to where his authorization is holding. He's still waiting to see, you know, he submitted all the paperwork. We just want to know if maybe you can give us a kind of an update.
Okay. Let me see if there are any update notes on the case. One moment.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So the most recent comment that I see in here is from the 17th, and it says the caseworker looks like they sent an email and requested a management letter. It says management letter due to not having income or resources. Who is helping you? How are they providing shelter, paying your bills, or giving you money? Please provide a detail letter explaining this.
You're talking to me?
Well, Sean, I guess, what's the letter called?
They said it's called a management letter, and that might just be our term for it, but they're asking for an explanation of basically how you're paying bills and so forth if you don't have any income or resources.
And, Sean, what do you have to say to that?
I get help with my brother. My brother helped me, and I don't even have too many bills because I don't have no rent and I don't have no mortgage. And I'm on a CAP program with everything. I'm on a CAP program with the electric, the water, the gas.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to cap my okay. All my bills is $12 and less.
Got it. So they basically want you to put that in writing and send that to them?
Is there an email, a direct caseworker we can send it to?
I don't have a direct caseworker email, but I can give you the email for the county assistance office.
That we have. Okay, fine. And besides for that, is there anything else?
That's all it says. Yeah, so it says, I'll tell you again, it says they want a detailed letter explaining who is helping you, how they're providing shelter, paying your bills, or giving you money, and they want to know how much, and it says how much slash often. So So how much money and how often you're getting that.
So explanation of how paying the bills, who is helping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting the pointers
yep.
down. Who is helping, how often, how much.
Right. Mm-hmm. And about shelter. So like how it says how they are providing shelter. So if maybe you're just not paying rent, you know, or if you are paying rent, they want to know how you're paying that.
So, Sean, how was that? How are you paying? Where do you sleep? Where do you live?
I live in a house. I live by myself. I'm living in a house. The house is owned. I own this house. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have a landlord. I don't have rent. I don't have none of that. So the bills. So that.
Okay.
The bills
so then they would just want to know like how you're paying taxes and you can include your explanation of your utility programs and so forth.
Okay. I don't pay taxes because I'm on a program. I forgot the name of the program where they pay my taxes for me. So I will have to go downtown to get the piece of paperwork stating that, if that's what you like.
Well, they're probably going to want proof. But do you have deed to the house as well?
I have the deed to the house. I sent the deed to the house to them.
Okay. I just want to know how it's being upkept with, you know, everything.
Okay. Well, I got weatherization. Coming to my house because a program. I'm in a program. They're coming to do my windows, my door. I'm on that type of program.
So you can just put that kind of information in the letter and send that in.
All right, send it to who?
Yeah.
I'm going to help you out, Sean. Let me just ask the kind lady one more question. So explanation of how is paying the bills, who is helping, how often, how much. And then how do they have shelter? Anything else?
That's all it says. Mm-hmm.
All it says. Okay, thank you so much for your assistance. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling today. Take care of both of
you.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right.
Sean, I'm going to go ahead and write this letter, help you out here. What I want to know is the company that's helping you pay those taxes, okay? You need to get me the name or some sort of form of proof, okay?
Okay.
Tell me when you're going to be available to get this, okay?
I'll be able to get that tomorrow.
All righty, fine, sir. So I'll be in touch with you on Friday.
Okay, so the other bills, you know I'm on a CAP program. You want to help me with that?
What bills?
The water, the electric, the gas. I'm on a program. I don't pay nothing but $12 a month for each one of them.
You have to get the name, the program, and what's the program name, and the type of, like, I don't know if it's a subscription. I don't know if it's, like, a partnership or an agreement. I don't know what you, like, did, but we need details.
Okay. Can I fax you that information? What's your fax number again?
Well, what are you faxing to me?
I'm going to fax you the bills.
I don't need the bills. I just need to understand what kind of program it is.
Okay.
All right?
Okay,
Start writing this letter out for you, and I want you to get me that information.
Okay.
All righty, sir. I'll be in touch with you Friday to try and have it ready for you then.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.